JFK Airport Terminal 1 has billion-dollar plans. The new Terminal 1 at New York John F. Kennedy International Airport has a one-star review on Google but has big plans to change this when it opens as Terminal 1 in 2026. The new Terminal 1 is being constructed in partnership with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey's $19 billion redevelopment of JFK Airport. SAS, after leaving the Star Alliance and becoming a SkyTeam member, is also planning to operate from Terminal 1 according to a press release issued today. However, many Star Alliance airlines such as Air China, Air New Zealand, Asiana Airlines, Austrian Airlines, Brussels Airlines, Egypt Air, EVA Air, Lufthansa, Scandinavian Airlines, Swiss International Airlines, TAP Air Portugal are also operating from Terminal 1. As part of the Port Authority's $19 billion transformation of JFK International into a world-class airport, the new Terminal 1, NTO, is creating the global gateway to the New York metropolitan area, building a 23-gate state-of-the-art terminal that aspires to be among the top 10 terminals in the world, with the first gates planned to open in 2026. The 2.4 million square feet terminal will feature expansive, naturally lit, public spaces, cutting-edge technology, and an array of amenities designed to enhance the customer experience. Travelers will enjoy world-class dining and retail amenities, as well as space for lounges, an indoor green space and family-friendly amenities, all with memorable public art and a uniquely New York sense of place. The new Terminal 1 is committed to local inclusion and labor participation with an industry-leading focus on diversity and capacity-building opportunities, including a 30% minority and women-owned business enterprise, MWBE, participation goal in all categories of work and the creation of over 10,000 total jobs. With hubs in Stockholm, Copenhagen, and Oslo, SAS flies to more than 130 destinations in 34 countries in Europe, North America, Asia, and Africa. SAS launched service to New York JFK in February 2023, currently operating up to 2x daily service from Copenhagen with the Airbus A321 long-range aircraft. The airline currently flies to JFK Terminal 1 and its service will seamlessly transition to the new Terminal 1, scheduled to open in 2026. We are delighted that SAS has chosen the new Terminal 1 to take their New York JFK service to the next level. Our state-of-the-art terminal will offer international guests an exceptional experience. We look forward to working with the team at SAS to redefine their guests' journey to our global gateway, said Jennifer Aumann, Chief Executive Officer of the new Terminal 1. SAS is the fourth airline to partner with the new Terminal 1 since the start of 2024, following EVA Air, Air Serbia, and Air China. Five other airlines had previously committed to operating at the new Terminal 1: Air France, Etihad, LOT Polish Airlines, KLM, and Korean Air. In March 2024, the new Terminal 1 marked its topping-off milestone, placing the beam of steel at the highest point of the terminal. Upon completion in 2030, the new Terminal 1 will be the largest terminal at New York JFK, anchoring the south side of the airport, which is undergoing a $19 billion redevelopment.